Many states are loosening state laws about medical marijuana or even recreational marijuana. What do you think of the current state laws and how should they be changed?
Well, Ed, we're heading in the right direction. You know, tomorrow, actually, we have the medical cannabis summer study hearing up in Indianapolis, which I will be going to. And I know Chairwoman Kirchhoffer has done a marvelous job of, you know, shepherding this issue. She will be the person in charge of it. So I really look forward to working with her. She's done a great job. It is an issue that has come to the forefront of a lot of things. And surprisingly, it's one of those, it's a nonpartisan issue. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, independent, you know, liberal, conservative. People that are in pain, we're all the same. You know, cannabis has been shown to help with so many issues, pain, depression, autism, you name it, and there's probably a strain out there for it. But we have to be cautious. You know, it's not the end-all, be-all for everything. I look at it as just another tool in the toolbox to let doctors and patients and people decide for themselves. But again, with 30 other states that have a medical cannabis law, and I believe there are 10 states right now that are recreational, with Canada going full-blown rec, it's on the ballot for Michigan. You know, that's polling almost 2-1 up there, so look for Michigan to go recreational. Indiana surrounded, except for Kentucky, which has an incredible hemp program, but Illinois, Michigan, Ohio have a form of medical cannabis law. So it's just a matter of not if, but when for Indiana. And I, again, as I said earlier, I am going to be pushing that with everything I can next session.